And the truth of the matter is that I believe that although this is attributed to Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, I believe we find it in the Imrei Noyam in Brochas from the Vilna Goyin. The Goyin says on the Posuk, V'ani b'chastucho botachti, yoge libi b'shuasecho, or shiro l'Hashem ki gomol olai. David HaMelech is, Kapitel Yud Gimel, this is hiding, is running from his enemies. He turns to Hashem and says, "O Iro, Einai Peni Shana Moves. I'm afraid that I'm going to die. I'm going to be killed." And then at the end of that capital, where he beseeches Hashem for his life, he says, "Vani, and I bechastucho botachti. I trusted in your chesed. Your gei libi b'shuasecho. My heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, in the salvation. Or shiro l'Hashem ki gomol olai. I will sing shira." I will sing the praises of Hashem after Kigomal, after the fact that he has delivered me. And the Goyin points out that the Posuk is a balance between Vani b'chastucho botachti, I trust in your chesed. I look around, I see the chesed Hashem. My life is the ultimate beneficiary of all of Hashem's chesed, and this world in general is that beneficiary, everyone individually and collectively as well. And even the difficulties we've pointed out before of life are truly, really chesed Hashem. And as the Malbim learns, pshat over there, Rabbi Machoiv from the Rosh of Abitech, Hashem chesed yisevevenu, that the chesed yisevevenu that we're talking about is the person who has bitochen will see all that surrounds him, even the difficulties of life, as chesed Hashem. And vani b'chastecho b'tachai, I trust in the endless, infinite commitment, dedication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Chesed Olam, Chesed Yibone, that's the reason for which he created the world. Yogeli Bibishu Asecha, the Goyin says, my heart will rejoice. I know that trust in your Chesed has inspired me to feel in my heart the Yeshua is going to come for me. I'm confident that the Yeshua, Yogeli Bib, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. The focus and the trust on the Chesed Hashem sends me a little message from within that says, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. I just have this feeling that you're not going to let me down. Or Shiro Hashem ki gomel olai, David HaMelech declares, as he's running away and hiding from his enemies, that he has trust in Hashem's chesed, that he is bitochin that Hashem will in fact save him. And he says, when it's gomel, that's the Goyin learns that way in the Brisker Rav. It's a famous word for the Brisker Rav as well, that when it's gomel olai, after the fact, I'll say shira. Before that, I can't say shira. Shira is that ultimate expression of heartfelt praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a level of appreciation that we can't achieve even with the bitochin until it actually happens. But when it happens, we sing shira with such passion, with such feeling, with such the Gemara calls it avodah shebesimcha uvetuv leivov zushira. It's done, but the Gemara, the emphasis in the Gemara in the Erechin is tuv leivov. It emanates from the goodness of my heart. I'm so appreciative of what you have bestowed upon me. After the fact, ki gomol olai, that I recite this shira from the depths of my heart. Mole simcha, mole appreciation. And that's really this, I believe, the same idea as this idea of saying nishmas, that David HaMelech committed himself before when he was still in trouble, that he's so clear and focused on Hashem's chesed that something from within him inspires him with bitochen, and I know Hashem's going to deliver me, and when he delivers me, I will express my appreciation in this heartfelt shira.